The all new beat, beat. The all new
hangry.
Beat.
The all new so hangry.
Beat. The all new K105.3 Hollywood beat with Mallory.
Check it out.
Oh, okay. Hangry. We were just talking about hangry the other day. Now it's now in the dictionary,
it's
correct?
Actually, in the Oxford English Dictionary.
Yes. Well, Chloe Kim, the amazing snowboard. She's an American snowboard.
Yes.
Who just won a gold medal last night.
Which, by the way,
I've
watched her. She's incredible.
Oh, yeah? She's only
17. One issue I have with Chloe Kim.
What?
She's got two Kardashian first names as a name.
That is ridiculous.
So.
That's your issue with her?
Yep.
How about for the fact that she's only 17 years old?
Ridiculously
gold
talented.
Gold medal.
Yep.
This half pike. She just, I mean, just put
Kills
the
it.
Hammer down. I was jealous. You know what it made me think? What am I doing with my life?
What, you think you missed out on the snowboarding?
Yeah.
You ever snowboarded?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yes, I did. Well, while everyone else is tweeting across the world, Chloe Kim throws down the hammer in her first run.
Yeah.
Chloe Kim for gold.
Yeah.
You know what she's tweeting at 9:14 at night last night?
What's that?
Wish I would have finished my breakfast sandwich, but my stubborn self decided not to, and now I'm getting hangry.
I like it.
Nothing about...
She's
hangry. I got a gold medal. I'm awesome. I'm only 17. No. Didn't finish my sandwich and now I'm hangry.
Missed your window.
No, Ed Sheeran splits with Elton John's management company. Yes.
Mm.
After many incredible years of working together, I would like to wish a heartfelt and fond farewell to Ed. That's what Elton...
Fond farewell.
Yes, to Ed. To Ed. So they've been together since 2011. And now he's starting to go his own separate way.
All right.
You look so confused. Why do you look so confused?
I'm just wondering why anyone would get away from the same representative that handled Elton John's career, which is phenomenal. He's rolling it. He's Sir Elton John.
I know.
I mean, if you want to be Sir,
and
you got to go with him.
Apparently, there are no hard feelings, but that doesn't say where he's going and why he's leaving.
Sir Ed Sheeran. It's gone. Sir Edward Sheeran. You'd have to be Edward.
You can be Ed. He's known as Ed. Why can't you just be Ed?
No, he'd be Sir Edward.
Let's go down this movie tunnel that I have right here.
Okay.
So Ben Affleck reportedly not ready to...
Affleck.
Why do you have to ruin for me? Ready to commit to the Batman franchise.
Not ready?
Not.
Yeah, I didn't think
not.
He would be.
Not. Okay, so there's
just
been
stupid.
No shortage of the rumors swirling around Ben Affleck
yes.
and his upcoming movie, The Batman. And with some reports claiming he's bailing on the franchise, and others are claiming
Shut
he's staying put. So we have a new report has surfaced, which indicates both stances, claiming that, for now, Ben Affleck is starring as the Batman, but he is currently unsure if he wants to commit to the franchise or not. You are so...
I'm mad about this.
Tell me why. You just... Because you think Ben Affleck's a baby?
I do think he's a baby. I think he's a...
Why would he not want to commit to the franchise?
Why would he not want to play one of the coolest characters ever? I mean, it's kind of like going up to someone and saying, hey, you want to play James Bond?
Huh.
No.
No, I think I'm good. Thank you.
I'm all set. No. Batman's only been, you know, box office, just huge box office dollars for
I know.
A couple of centuries now, or a couple of, well, decades.
More movie news I have for you. Black Panther is now the most tweeted movie in 2018. The film hasn't even come out yet. It will be here February 16th, and it has more than 5 million tweets on social media about this movie. How can you have that many movie tweets about it if you haven't seen it?
Because it's the really one of the first movies in a long time that features an African-American superhero as the lead.
Well, here I have a clip of Chadwick Boseman. Boseman, did I say it right? Stars as Black Panther in the upcoming Marvel film. And he's talking about how he has to just become in character, get in the role. And can you please play clip 1-1?
You have to talk to your mom, your dad, your friends, your team with that accent. You have to, you know, study as much as you can, you know, African culture.
There you are.
Yeah, very cool. Movie I would really like to see. My last and real quick story, real quick. Parents are so angry over Peter Rabbit. Let me tell you what's going on real quick, okay?
Nah.
It's a scene where Mr. Maguire has he's allergic to blackberries, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And Peter Rabbit himself, they start throwing blackberries at him. And one lands in Maguire's mouth, so he goes into shock and he has to use an EpiPen. And people and parents are irate. They're saying it, he's being allergy bullying. Kenneth Mendez, I'm sorry, he is the president of an Allergy Foundation of America. He is wrote a letter to the filmmakers saying, we strongly urge you to refrain from the type of programming that mocks food allergies in the future. He also points out a part in Smurfs where they do the same thing and Cloudy with a Chance of Meatball.
I'm sorry. Listen, it's going to get to a point where if in a damn movie, you can't pick a flower because someone's going to be allergic to a flower and someone's going to get too sensitive about it. It's a movie! It's a movie! Good Lord!
I agree.
Bugs Bunny could not exist right now because someone would be upset because his ears are too big. Or, you know what? I have gray fur. And or my dad was shot in the face by Yosemite Sam, too, and we can't have that out there.
Calm down. Calm down.
I'm sorry. What happened to society's sense of humor? It's gone. It's not as if someone was out there that the makers of Peter Rabbit were going to say, you know what? We're going to go after these kids that are allergic to blackberries. That's our whole underlying goal. We want... No.
Now, this is a remake, correct? I mean, Peter Rabbit.
I don't know. I don't know the history of it.
I was going to say, if they were doing that way back in the day, how come it wasn't an issue back then?
Because people are too sensitive. They've lost their sense of humor.
I just need to calm you down. Let's end the beat here. And we're going to woosa. We're going to meditate together. A little yoga for this next song. So that is your beat.
Ridiculous.
That is your beat.
It's ridiculous. I'm sorry.